Jesus and Jonah are connected. I'll explain on this edition of Key Life.
That sounds interesting. If you were wondering, that was Steve Brown and I'm Mike Kellogg. The program is Key Life. Relevant Bible principles without stuffiness and nonsense. Now here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Jonah as we continue with our Old Testament survey. I was giving you the three major concerns or themes of the book of Jonah. They do overlap the universal concern of God, that God cares for the world. If you're not big into missions, you ought to be, because God is. If you don't care about those who have never heard about him, you ought to care, because God cares. We saw the second theme, the provincial nature of us, human beings, and I think Christians are sometimes more that way than anybody else. I mean, we get a bone, and we will not let it go. We get an idea, and we will never change. You don't hear at General Motors, we've always done it this way, or they would have died a long time ago. Now, I don't believe in change for change's sake, but I do think we've got to ask, where is God leading? And that brings me to the third major theme in Jonah, the unlikely mission of the people of God. God sends his people to places where you wouldn't expect any results, because he has a care for people like that. Nineveh would be the last place where you would expect to write a prayer letter back from the mission field and get a lot of money. I mean, I don't think at Nineveh would be the kind of place, at least before you went, when you said, I'm going to see thousands saved and hundreds healed, and I'm going to tell my support group about it, and they'll send more money, and we'll have a bigger mission. I think if you were a missionary, Nineveh isn't the place you'd want to go. But God sends us to places that sometimes seem hopeless. And as a matter of fact, he sends us as Christians to people who sometimes may seem hopeless. Now, let me give you a couple of preliminary and introductory concerns. I don't want you to miss, and we're going to get into this text, but I don't want you to miss the connection between Jonah and Jesus. Jonah was born in Beth Helfer. Now, that's 13 miles north of Nazareth. That's a 1.5 hour's walk from Nazareth at a good pace. Do you know, in the time of Jesus, the tomb was a revered place? Jonah was the only prophet to which Jesus compared himself. Now, I would suggest that Jesus, as a boy, would meditate on Jonah. Maybe he'd go and stand by Jonah's tomb, and he would think about his faithfulness in the end. At any rate, the message of Jonah resonated with Jesus and found its way into the teaching of Jesus. Three times Jesus refers to Jonah in the Gospels. The incarnation of God in Christ was no game. Jesus was affected, just as we are, by those things that were a part of his culture. And Jonah and the story and the tomb was a part of that culture. And I don't know about you, but that which shaped the life of Christ, I want to shape my life too. Do you know why I believe the Bible is true? I mean all of it, inerrant, fully, plenary, fully inspired, every bit of it. Now, I can give you arguments for it. I mean, I could probably write a book on it. I've got a whole library full of books that prove that the Bible is inerrant, that it is the authority for faith and practice for the believer. But can we talk? The real reason that I believe that is because Jesus believed it. Do you know why I have such a place in my heart for my Jewish friends? Because Jesus had such a place in his heart for his Jewish friends. And when God decided to enter time and space, he entered the synagogue. He became Jewish. Do you know why? And some of you write me letters and get upset. You know why I have a heart for people who are involved in addictions? People who are going through the absolute, and I'm using the word advisedly, through the absolute hell of sexual addictions. You know why I care about the gay community? You know why that keeps me awake sometimes at night? I'll tell you. Because it keeps Jesus awake sometimes at night. Sometimes I say, Lord, help me to love the people you love, and help me to weep where you weep. Help me to laugh at the jokes that you find funny. Help me to be compassionate with the people to whom you are compassionate. Help me to reach out and care and be concerned with your heart. That's a good prayer. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting better. Some people I didn't like before, I like a little bit better. Some people that used to turn me off don't anymore. Some places I go, I don't want to go, because that's the place that... The reason I like Jonah is because Jesus liked Jonah. That ought to be enough. Do you hear about the artist who said to his student who had brought his piece to his teacher for a critique? And it was a picture of the Last Supper, a painting. And the artist teacher pointed to the face of Jesus and said, "You don't love him." The student said, "That's the Lord Jesus." And the teacher said, "I know, but if you loved him more, you would paint him better." Well, me too. And the more I love him, the more I begin to see things the way he sees them. When things that seem so very, very important to me that I'd be willing to die for, I'm not willing to die for anymore. I don't have the need to be right. I have the need to be like him. You know the Kate Wilkinson hymn. We've sung it. May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. May the word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through his power. May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea, him exalting, self-abasing, this is victory. May his beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win, and may they forget the channel, and may they see only him. So there's a connection between Jesus and Jonah, and if Jesus liked Jonah, that's enough for me. And then I have one other preliminary comment before we get into the text of Jonah, it's this. Very often the controversy surrounding a book of Jonah is an effort to avoid the message of Jonah. Now, the liberals look at the book of Jonah and they say that was written much, much later and it's just an allegory and it doesn't have any historical accuracy. And it's a nice story and it teaches some nice things. The evangelical will say, no, that's not true. It's an actual historical event because Jesus referred to it. And both of us fight about it and forget about the message and how important it is. We fight so much about the Bible and which translation we're going to use, whether it should be gender neutral or sensitive. What about today's new international version? What about the Revised Standard Version? Can you use a paraphrase? Is it still God's Word? And we become serial killers over this stuff. Let me tell you something. It's the message, dear friend. It's the message. And I'm not saying those issues aren't important. Sometimes they're very important. But I would suggest that we listen to what God says through his word. I do not like the Jehovah's Witness translation of Scripture. But I tell you something. If they read it, they would see him in it, even with the problems. And so... there are things worth fighting about in God's Word, and I am willing to take those stands and to die on some of those hills. But the most important thing is that I hear him speak through his Word to me. It's not important to me whether Jonah wrote Jonah. It's important to me what God says to me, and he says to me, be involved in the mission that I give you. Go to places where others won't go. Love those that others won't love. Well, enough about that. Now, if you have your Bible, we're going to turn to the text and get into it. I'm going to read from Jonah 1, 1 through 3. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it. Their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, and he went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I can understand Jonah. He was afraid. I mean, he was scared to death. They kill foreigners down in Nineveh. I can understand. And Jonah, it's okay to be afraid. You'd probably be more afraid if you knew what God had planned for you. It's okay to worry. I mean, I would worry. I worry about doing this broadcast. I worry about paying for it. I worry about our staff. It's okay to worry. I'd say to Jonah, you can worry about it. It might be something you ought to worry about. And I would say to Jonah, you don't like those people down at Nineveh, do you? And Jonah would say, no, I don't like them very much. And I'd say, it's okay. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to worry. It's just not okay to quit. You think about that. Amen. Hey, if you're not a part of our Key Life tape / CD family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. Let me tell you how it works. Once you let us know and what format you like, then you start getting a tape or CD every 7 or 8 weeks, and they're absolutely free. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You have to subscribe to those. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible, the chapel at Reformed Seminary where I teach, the Billy Graham Training Center, Missions Conference, and we send those tapes or CDs to our family, and they're absolutely free. Give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Or you can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. And ask to be a part of the Key Life tape CD family. You'll get one every 7 or 8 weeks, and they keep coming as long as you want them and supplies last. If you could help us financially, man, we sure do need it, and I would appreciate it. Be as generous as you can, if you can. And for any contribution of any size when you request it, I'll send you the single cassette teaching as my thank you, Grace the Heart of the Incarnation. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card. Gotta go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.